Money Control has been extensively covering all the news stories in the run-up to Budget 2020. We will continue to present the biggest and best stories before and after the budget with the help of top economists, experts and analysts. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com or download the app now.
Hello and welcome to the special podcast, D-Street Talk on Markets and Budget, powered by Money Control. Well, today I have with me Rajesh Charu, Chief Investment Officer, Validus Wealth. Welcome to the podcast, Rajesh.
Thank you very much.
Well, Rajesh, before we go ahead, the recent, you could say a joker in the pack is the coronavirus, which has hit equity markets hard, not just India, but across the globe. It could snowball into a bigger event and we could see lower levels from here. What should investors do at this point in time?
Yeah, that's right. I think the past few days we have been hearing about this coronavirus issue, and that has been having impact on global markets as well. Indian markets, yesterday we have seen reactions and reactions. But what we think is, I think this is not happening first time. It's in the last decade or so, the fourth time this is happening, whether it is H1, N1, SARS, Ebola, now the corona. What we think is every time this kind of virus epidemic kind of situation arises, then till the time some vaccine needs to get developed or the arrest of further actually spreading of this epidemic, you tend to see certain amount of volatility in the marketplace. So then I think eventually it is tapering off, market volatility is tapering off, I think the returns are coming back. So this time also we don't think it is different. This is also, this time also some vaccine needs to get developed and certain preventives needs to be developed before it gets spread to other regions. So in the interim, what could we see certain continued volatility in the marketplace? We think the investors who have the debt and have the allocation could use this ongoing volatility. Is no different from any other event, market event or a political event. So my investors could use this, I think, instead of getting carried away, instead of getting concerned about the ongoing, whoever are actually under-allocated or under-invested could make use of this ongoing volatility in our times to deploy in the portfolios.
Perfect. And we can't ignore the upcoming budget. And what are your expectations with respect to personal taxation, which is, the voice is actually growing louder and louder with respect to Budget 20 and 20?
It's true. Actually, if you see the last couple of quarters or couple of years, the way GDP growth is trending downwards, largely it is constrained by the demand side. I think you don't have demand, whether it is, I think, initially it started with discretionary. Now, in off late, it started actually spreading to non-discretionary consumption, also start getting hurt. So this time around, this is actually budget is a great opportunity for the government to actually address this particular challenge by, I think, leaving some more money in the pockets of consumers, so that I think they could revive both discretionary and non-discretionary consumption. Towards that, I think there are certain levers, like I think adjusting the tax slabs slightly higher. So already Direct Tax Code Committee, which has actually provided certain recommendations, by adopting those recommendations, they might actually shift these direct tax slabs higher. And the investment limits, like I think tax deductions, etc., like currently we have ATC at 1.5 lakh rupees, that might also get actually increased higher. And interest on home loan, also interest on home loan is currently at 1.5 lakh, that also are likely to get, these are the expectations. So if by doing that, I think consumers tend to have more money in their pockets and actually the consumption could be brought back to the market. Without that, I think if you see capacity utilizations industry-wide are at about a decade lows. So this, I think, given that, I think demand needs to be actually brought back quickly. We think, I think this rural consumption is also likely to come back with rising food inflation. That might also combine with, I think, government also provide some urban demand side also, if they could revive. That combination of it, you might see, I think, help revive, recover the growth back to the normal levels. So consumption, I think, whatever they do, I think they have to, personal tax side, they have to actually provide impetus to the personal consumption side. That's where the key lies.
Right. So moving from taxation, any big announcements you are tracking with respect to Budget 2020?
investor side, the issue is whether there is a long-term capital gains, equity side and 2018, which got implemented, that is the beginning point for actually sharp slowdown in a domestic participation in equity markets.
Mm-hmm.
So to arrest that, I think that is they need to actually fix that, whether it is 1 year to 2 years long-term. As a horizon, or if someone is holding beyond 2 years, I think they might remove the long-term capital gains. That is actually the voices are rising towards that.
Yes.
Then other this is one part of it. Second thing is you have, if you look at, I think equity, debt, and real estate hold. These, all these four asset classes have different tax treatments.
Right.
Okay, horizons are different. Tax treatments are different. So there should be a certain amount of homogeneity, a certain amount of level playing needs to be brought in.
Mm-hmm.
Similarly, I think if you invest in the bond market also, if you invest directly and if you invest through mutual funds, tax treatments are different.
Right.
So there is a certain amount of rationalization of these treatments to be done, should be done. So that is where I think with this budget, my sense is I think we'll try to make simplify all these tax procedures for investors and investor community. So that is something I think is expected. Other thing is, I think with respect to the litigation settlement side on service tax, last year we have seen it. Indirect taxes, they have announced historical pending cases, been one-time settlement has been offered for indirect taxes. This time around, I think we expect a similar, this is a success of that. They might also announce a similar kind of thing for a direct taxes. A direct taxes side also, there is huge litigations or a huge number of litigations are pending. And government is also incurring a lot of expense towards those litigations, whereas success of those litigations is very low. So given that, I think they might come out with a one-time settlement, litigation settlement for the direct taxes side. So that is something actually might help their improving their finances.
Okay, perfect. And what will in fact keep D-Street happy on 1st of February? Any policy measures and announcement which you think?
First and foremost thing, as I mentioned earlier, demand revival measures, that is both rural and urban demand, how do they revive it? Whether it is how by giving more money in the pockets of, leaving more money in the pockets of consumer, that is what measures they will announce. So that is important. Second thing is the fiscal deficit. Fiscal deficit is the one of the biggest concerns in the last year. The government, whatever budget they have budgeted and whatever they have actually mobilized, there is significant gap. How do they, given the kind of situation, demand condition, the growth has been actually quite almost at bottoms. So given that, how do they actually mobilize the required revenue? So what are the methods they use it without actually shifting fiscal deficit goalposts? Even if they decide to shift the fiscal deficit goalposts, so what is the quality of the spend? So if the quality of spending is more towards investments and infrastructure, possibly even if they defer the fiscal deficit target by 2 years, markets might not so much concerned.
Right.
Unlike last year they wanted to give that PM Samman Yojana, that is like a dole out.
Yes.
That is actually that as long as there is not a dole out and it is more towards enhancing the capacity, building the new capacity, etc. So markets might take it positively and constructively that way.
Right.
And the other thing is the real estate side, we have seen a package of the 25,000 crores, a debt fund has been created, if you recall, I think 3 months back. Now I think on an ongoing basis, they need to actually, the equity funding also, they need to create a fund for real estate side. That is something actually is called for. Then similarly, the kind of in US top firm,
right.
Actually they to provide a stimulus and to provide impetus to the housing sector during QE2 and QE3, US government has been, something of that sort is actually required. So that is, I think, by buying the stressed assets of NBFCs and banks, and so that I think they create a pool of stressed assets, and eventually that could be actually monetized as quality and these stress get actually eased out from those that particular book. So something of that sort is very much warranted, because post ILFS crisis we are seeing, though government has taken a series of announcements, series of measures, still I think NBFCs are finding only quality ones or at the top end of the street could able to mobilize capital, mobilize fund, whereas I think mid-sized NBFCs and lower end of the spectrum, they're not able to, they're still going through the tightness of liquidity and risk aversion from the funding agencies. So this creation of a top fund like this pool of stress, etc., might actually help address that particular constraint. Without that, I think reviving the economy and bringing back the economy and the normalcy becomes a challenge.
Right. Well, thank you, Rajesh and listeners, for tuning into this edition of special podcast powered by Money Control. But do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy.